verse 36. God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. That which you now see and hear, Peter told them, this outpouring was shed forth by the man at God's right hand, that is, the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 16, verses 7 and 8, Jesus had also said, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, I will send him unto you, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. The presence of the Holy Spirit is promised to show sinners their sin, and to show Christ to the believers. The ability to do. Jesus had said, in Luke chapter 24, verse 49, Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. A definition of the word power means the ability to do. You know, because it is the Greek word from which our English word dynamite comes, some of the brethren try to make out that the Holy Spirit is dynamite, forgetting that they have the thing upside down. Dynamite was named after that Greek word, and the Holy Spirit and the power of God were not named after dynamite. Dynamite was discovered less than 200 years ago, but this Greek word from which we get our word power goes back to the time of Christ. It means ability to do. That is all, just ability to do. One man picks up a violin, and he gets nothing out of it but squeaks and raucous sounds. That man doesn't have the ability to do. Another man picks up the violin, and he is soon playing beautiful, rich melodies. One man steps into the prize ring and can't even lift his hands. The other fellow walks in, and he has power to do, and soon the